I think that the trend in safety improvement, just even in the past few years, has been toward a more, we call it systemic, so it's a system-wide thing. So instead of putting a guardrail where there's a history of crashes, an agency might, in a more systematic manner, identify roadside features that warrant or, you know, merit consideration for treatment. So something where there's a culvert or a ditch of a certain angle that could pose a hazard. So there may not have ever been any crashes at that location, but experience has shown that, you know, a car going out of the lane in that location might be more likely to leave the road. So if you take the disruptive technology piece to that, in the future, we might have the guardrail have some sensor in it that could notify law enforcement or the agency that it's been struck. So right now, somebody might hit it and just drive away and nobody even knows that it got hit. So things like that are one way to bring this disruptive technology to the more traditional safety features.
The example you just gave makes me curious about the sensors, for instance, in a guardrail. Mm-hmm. Could those same sensors sense when a vehicle came really close to the guardrail, even if it didn't hit it? And therefore, you know, you've got a different type of data that might be useful to the people who are keeping track of conditions at that location.
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of data for proximity, for sort of a near miss, can be really helpful to feed back into that systematic safety analysis to know how frequent are people getting close to that. Even some really basic things about how frequently people go out of their lane, that underlies some calculations that the engineers have to do about, you know, whether or not to install a guardrail or how big. And it might, you know, a sensor might be able to tell what type of vehicle it was as well. That sensor could also be on the vehicle, not on the guardrail.